Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Rachel comes home Friday afternoon. She looks me in the eye and says, you know what?
It's over.
It's over. I was like, oh, the day was finally coming. No, diet Monday. She's going to start a diet.
Me and the chick
from work have agreed to start a diet.
So eating tasty foods is over by the sounds of it.
Which is always great. It always feels like I'm on some sort of diet or some sort of challenge.
What sort of diet is she dragging you into? Is it a keto? Is it a Atkins diet? Is it, you know, all protein, no carbs?
All liquid diet, which is beer. I'm happy with that. Lemon juice diet.
What are we talking about this time? What fad diet are you getting into?
The worst type of diet. The one, I love bread so much. Mm. I really do. She's doing the just cutting out carbs sort of a diet.
Hutsy loves bread that much. I've seen him fight seagulls down at the park
over a stray bit of a Big Mac bun
that had made it onto the ground.
Yeah,
no bread at all.
Yeah, she's trying. Yeah, pretty much no bread. So it was just one of those things where it was like, all right, it's the weekend's our last final hurrah to eat all the bad food, and that's it. Come first thing Monday today. The diet is starting. So needless to say, our house at home in the fridge, it looks like it's someone who's an accountant that's got a filing cabinet. Everything is like perfectly placed in like alphabetical order in like these little plastic containers.
Oh, so she's meal prepped for the week.
Meal prepped to ridiculous amounts. So I just look in there and it's like, all right, there's all the work lunch for the week and there's all the meat and whatever that's going with it next to it.
So what'd you have for breakfast?
Protein shake.
And what's for lunch?
Salad and tuna.
Dinner?
Same stuff I always have.
What do you got to look forward to for dinner then? At least that should be the shining light in the day.
Some sort of lean chicken or something. But,
a soup, a hearty soup. Yes. Is this what you're going to be having?
Campbell's chunky soup. Yeah, great. So what it means is obviously that last night was the last chance to have a meal that, you know, wasn't the healthiest option. So I went with dumplings, one of my favorite meals.
Oh, you went all? Oh, really? I thought you would have went all out like tacos or barbecue.
I should have.
Cook up a roast.
I did this one for the missus. She always like cons me into like rolling the dumplings and it takes so long. It's just the fiddliest process in the world and you absolutely smash them when you eat them too. They're gone in like no time after all that time spent rolling them. But last night she was all like, had a few dumplings and I was like, all right, well, you know, the diet starts tomorrow. I was like, I'll try and get one over her. And she's like, how many dumplings left? I'm like, oh, there's still a few left. She goes, all right, bring another plate of them. And I hid like about 8 dumplings in a container for me to take to work today.
You're already cheating on the diet before it's begun?
I was trying. I didn't get too far because this morning I woke up, got ready for work. All of a sudden, I look in the fridge. I'm looking everywhere. I'm going, can't see those dumplings anywhere. And then I walk back in the bedroom and I said, please explain, where's my 8 dumplings that were in my container to take to work today? And she goes, they're gone. And I went, what do you mean they're gone? I said, so you're telling me you waited for me to fall asleep last night, you crept back in the kitchen, you ate all the dumplings so I couldn't eat them today to go to work.
She's like, I'm just trying to help you.
I'm saving
you from yourself.
She said, that's exactly what I did. So most people when they get married, the vows, you know, till death do us part. Me, I think dumplings is where they draw the line, till dumplings do us part.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
The whales are on the move yet again.
That's right. It's so good when you can see the whales frolicking out there. You've done a whale watching tour before, haven't you?
Yes.
That's right. You didn't go too well, did you?
Well, look, my first one, I spent the entire 3 hours chumming the waters.
Staring at the
with
water.
With my own vomit. But the last time I went whale watching was on the Cat Ballou out of Marimbula, and it was spectacular. Like, we saw whales.
Fantastic.
There was a whale that I thought was going to jump onto the boat at one point. We were that close. Obviously, we stopped the boat. Well, I didn't stop the boat. I was just sitting there trying not to puke. But this whale jumped up right off the bow. It was, right in front of us.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff.
It's amazing when you see it up close. I've been on a whale-watching tour before when I was in Broome as well. And usually a lot of these whale-watching companies come with this guarantee that money back if you don't see a whale.
Yeah.
So you always see like, oh, whale over there. Where was it? Oh, you missed it. Whale.
Well, you don't even have to jump on a boat. That's the beauty of living on the far south coast. When I was living at Tura Beach, there was one time I was driving home from work one afternoon. I came over the hill near the Woolies, and as I was driving down the hill towards Tura Beach, there were people standing there looking, and as I looked down, I'm like, oh, there's whales. I drove home as quick as I could, got the binoculars, my special holiday camera, you know, with the long lens
that only comes out for
holidays when someone's undressing in the neighborhood. And then I ran to the beach to take photos. And I was like, I was a little kid. I was like the kid from Free Willy. I'm just like, yeah! I'm just clicking away with my camera. I remember texting everyone back here in the office, there's whales at Chura Beach. And everyone was like, whatever.
Yeah, we did hear there's a whole bunch of whale watching apps that are now out and about as
Like,
we heard a few of them last year. But yeah, when I was at Tathra, we had a veranda and you looked off the veranda and you could see the water perfectly. And we'd see whales there and have the binoculars. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
You'd see the city to Hobart when it was going past as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I remember coming to your place at Tathra that time and we saw some whales. That was that was amazing.
Amazing.
Mm.
But if you're not lucky enough to live in one of those sort of spots, we want to know where some good vantage points to check out the whales, to creep on the whales.
Yeah, I live in Bega now. Not the best place for whale watching.
No.
Yeah, that's 30 to 40
local
k's
pool,
inland.
Local pool's closed at the moment. So.
1300 92 1250.
Kelly from Arimbula has called up. Kelly, what's one of the best places you reckon to do some whale spotting in the region?
I'd have to say Short Point at Arimbula.
Short Point? Do they actually come into that sort of little bay
and
area
Chura
between?
Beach.
Yeah, right.
And Chura Beach headland. Oh, yeah, I've seen them in there belly rubbing and all.
Oh, okay.
They're show-offs. It's like a catwalk for them. They come in, they do a little turn, bit of a spin, and then just leave again.
And the dolphins, heaps of dolphins come in.
Oh, it's a little gem of a spot.
Is there any particular time of day that's best if you want to go see some whales there?
Any time of the day, really, when they're in the season, when they're coming through. You can go to a beach headland or Short Point and you'll just see pods of them just cruising past.
Have you seen any this time round at all yet?
No, I haven't been up there at the moment. They're doing it. It's under construction. They're putting a new car park and kiosk in.
Okay. That's Kelly's hot tip. Head down to Short Point or the Chura Beach Headland if you want to see the whales out there frolicking, showing off their blowholes. As long as it's whales. If you see someone else's blowhole, tell them to pull their pants up. Like,
just take your binoculars with you and, you know, take a snack and just sit down there for a few hours and relax and just watch them cruise past.
That's it. Instead of Netflix and chill, whale watching and chill. Thanks, Kelly.
No worries, guys. You have a great day.
You too, mate.
See
have
mate.
A good one.
Will do. All right, bye.
Mate.
A few suggestions coming through on the Power FM Bega Bay Facebook page. We've got Greg, who basically says the Green Cape Light Station. So he's saying...
But the light... Is that a lighthouse?
The lighthouse, He's the caretaker there.
Are you allowed to just go up the lighthouse when you want?
I guess so, maybe. I imagine there's someone at the door, like not nobody, not know-how, like Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, that's what I would think. You need a special lighthouse keeper's license to ascend the stairs.
Yeah, but Greg's dropped a bit of knowledge on us as well. He says the Green Cape Light Station, the most southeasterly point on mainland Australia.
Is that right?
I had a look at the map. Obviously, that is correct.
Okay.
Beautiful looking spot there.
Google Maps confirms.
Google Maps confirms it. Yep.
That's good.
He knows what he's talking about.
I'm calling you a liar, Greg, but we just like to fact check before we go.
Google Maps is very reliable.
Yeah, that's it.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Went to the movies, Picture Show Man Marimbula on Friday afternoon, had a bit of spare time, and I went to see the latest installment in the Marvel movie franchise, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Doctor Strange. He wears a cloak, not a cape. Doctor Strange. He thinks Peter Parker's a pain. Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange.
Nailed it. So unlike all the other superheroes in the Marvel Universe, Doctor Strange is like the magic one. Like all the others are either mutants or they've been the subject of experiments or there was an accident or whatever. But old Strangey, he got his powers through magic.
All right, with a name like Doctor Strange, I thought he'd be the subject of an investigation.
That's what I thought as well. It's a terrible name for a doctor because the thing about Doctor Strange is he used to be a surgeon. Before he became the Sorcerer Supreme, which he isn't anymore. And it's like, who the hell would allow someone called Doctor Strange to operate on them? Hi, I'm Doctor Strange. Yeah. I'll be opening you up with a scalpel today. Oh, no, you won't.
Yeah, maybe not.
Unless he was a bulk billing GP. And then I would definitely
take
go see.
You could
be Doctor Weird as long as you see me for free. If you offer free consultations, I'm in. Woo. I don't care. But anyway, he's a magic guy. And in this one, he's basically dealing with what's known as the multiverse, although even he doesn't know what's going on.
What do you know about the multiverse?
Viz had his theories. He believed it was dangerous.
He was right.
Yeah, so the multiverse is basically like alternate realities, essentially. That's Marvel's version of it.
Yeah.
So in this one, and there's no spoilers in this, by the way, he meets this girl, America Chavez, and she has the ability to go into different multiverses. And then they have to deal with a big threat. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
It's a typical Marvel sort of thing,
First thing you'd have to do in a multiverse, you'd have to find the version of you and see if they're doing better than you. just to compare figures and notes and go, okay, oh, yeah. All right.
Every year, I'd hit alternate universe Brad up for a loan. Can you spot me a 1,000 Brad? Evil goatee Brad. The thing about this one that makes it different, though, is it's directed by Sam Raimi. So if that name sounds familiar, that's the guy that directed the original Tobey Maguire Spider-Man films. You'll be relieved to know, though, there's no emo Doctor Strange.
The third one, what a strange twist in that.
But see, Sam Raimi, he also directed the Evil Dead movies, which is like this
classics.
Horror comedy sort of bunch of movies. Yeah. They're great, and you can really tell he like splashes his style all over this. There's like weird camera angles, and some of the stuff in it as well is not quite PG, as in there's some horror elements in there. You know, I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, even this might give me nightmares. Ooh. I can't imagine what it would be like watching it as an 8-year-old Marvel fan. Ooh. So
stay away if you're an 8-year-old Marvel fan.
Yeah, maybe just let the kids know that the stuff in it's all make-believe, okay? Because otherwise they're sleeping with the lights on, or even worse, sleeping with you guys. really good. Sam Raimi, I think, elevated it a bit with his directing and made it different from the Marvel formula that we know now. Because, yeah, as we mentioned earlier, this is the 28th Marvel movie. Oh,
God.
Like, when we sat down in the cinemas, my partner, I realized, hadn't seen Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God, let me give you a quick recap of the multiverse, all right?
Oh, my God.
I was, like, talking the whole way through the previews, okay? And then, like, they cast this spell and da-da-da-da-da. And, like, I'm like, this is just too much now. I think we just need, like, a gap year for Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
Just to give us all a rest, time to maybe catch up.
Yeah.
Because there's like 28 movies. There's like countless TV shows out there. And you got to like watch all this stuff just to know what's going on half the time.
Yeah. You'd be like, you want to think that people that really subscribe to all this are like single. You'd be no time left to spend with anyone that you love.
Well, I've seen pretty much all of it. And I'm lucky I'm not divorced at this point, really. Visually spectacular story. Yeah, that's all right. Mm. I would give Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness 8 Sorcerer Goatees out of 10.
Oh, that's good then.
Yeah, yeah. The funniest thing is the thing that looked the most fake out of it, out of the whole movie, wasn't the CGI or anything. It was Benedict Cumberbatch's hair. So tell he's wearing a wig through the whole thing. It's amazing.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.